Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, back with you for another week. We hope you had a fantastic weekend. Sean Carey, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve is on his way into the Sunbury Motors studio as we speak. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And our Monday Steve Jones Show always brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com if it's time to check into your policy. Maybe it's time to add a little more coverage to make sure you are covered when life happens. And of course, the folks at Purdy Insurance, they go to bat for you like it happened to them. Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. It was great spending time with the Purdy family and Adam and Truman and the folks of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA last week at the annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, clearing well over $20,000 in donations going to summer programs and for those less fortunate that take advantage of the great services of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So we put the 26th annual Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament in the rear view mirror and look ahead to more playoff action in basketball and in hockey. Got the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. See if the Pittsburgh Penguins can wrap up this second round series against the Washington Capitals. And will the turning point in the series be, like, if we look back and see if Washington moves on to the Eastern Conference Final, will that specific turning point be when they were able to score, I believe it was a power play goal with about a half a minute remaining in the second period, and then Washington played and definitely looked like a desperate team looking to get rolling, and they were able to score two goals in under 30 seconds. Some, not many, some were kind of questioning Marc-Andre Fleury's play, but I think it pins more toward the defense and Nick Bonino just having an off moment or two, but Caps were able to pay dividends and get that win, much-needed win, staving off elimination at the Verizon Center in D.C. on Saturday night. So now they move back into Pittsburgh tonight, PPG Paints Arena, for the all-important Game 6. That'll be a puck drop of 7:30 tonight. Now, the other Eastern Conference matchup, second round, a semifinal, is the Sens and the New York Rangers, and they will continue their series tomorrow night. Nashville, they defeated St. Louis, eliminated them yesterday, and also last night it was Edmonton. It's pretty crazy watching those Edmonton playoff games. It's like the fans out there, I don't think they let them into that barn if you're not wearing an Oilers jersey. It's a pretty cool scene. Everybody decked out in orange with the Oilers logo and the uniforms, but Edmonton last night, that game was over early, 5-0 at the end of one, final score 7-1 over the Anaheim Ducks, so they will go to a Game 7. So this will be the first time in the Stanley Cup playoffs this season that they'll have a Game 7, and that'll be coming up on Wednesday. Philadelphia Phillies have the night off tonight. They will start a quick two-game series with the Seattle Mariners at Citizens Bank Park. First game, two-game set will be tomorrow night at 7:05, and then a 1:05 Wednesday business person special. Of course, we'll have those for you here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yes, great to be with you.
It is always great to be with you, sir.
Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. What a first-class event they ran on Wednesday again.
Yeah, just saying that we've just put the Purdy tournament in the rearview mirror, and over $20,000 raised for those less fortunate in the area to take advantage of the terrific programs, the wonderful services that the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA provides all year long. So
we're very proud to be a small part of it. Very proud to have an association with it, and to the Purdy family and to Purdy Insurance and to the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Very proud to be just a small part of something that is, we think, is really important. So we had a great time. We are now 358 days away from hearing the word chudder again.
Fingers crossed.
Unbelievable.
Well, kudos to you. Closest to, out of all the holes of closest to the pin, 8 inches. Phenomenal job by you. Yeah, we almost saw history there last Wednesday on 14.
I had a great time. Doesn't really... it was fun hitting the shot and the whole thing, but the whole experience was fun to me. Had a great time. Craig was terrific. The Chief was terrific. Kevin was great. You were great. We just had a really good time. And it, you know, turned out I hit a shot. Okay. But it's more about the people you're around. Yeah, I mean, you want to play well. I mean, Craig played really well. Chief played really well. So if you're wondering why Kevin's grumpy and, you know, acted like he didn't have a good time, there's a reason. just kidding.
We were concerned. We were so concerned filling that fourth slot.
Craig stepped in, was awesome.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay. Now, every time Kevin hit a really good shot, who was the first person to say that was a really good shot?
That would be you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You root on your teammates. And yeah, look, both times when it happened, I was the first going to... No.
And there were a couple of times where he was kind of in doubt, and he said, no, Kevin, that was a great shot.
Yeah, no, that's I tell him, Kevin, it was a great shot. Way to go. You want to be encouraging to people. You know? That's what you want to do. So you want to be encouraging the people.
Well, we were down. Lawrence and I were down the hall earlier today, and we were catching up. I hadn't seen him too much last week. He said to me, "Was there any point in time during the tournament did you happen to, break off a little Chevy Chase, a little Caddyshack?" You're going, I think I may have done that once or twice, but not too loud to interfere you guys.
I think I heard you do it one time.
I think I did.
I heard you do it one time. that shot's considered to be good luck. Yes, in Haiti. but we had a good time. But it's a great cause, great people. We had a fabulous time. Now, on today's show, scheduled to have Frank Coonley, the president of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and also Matt Leon from KYW in Philadelphia. So we're going to talk some Pirates. Actually, more big picture. I'm not really going to talk to Frank about the Pirates. He's on a couple of big committees. We're coming off another weekend where no offense was generated. I mean, look at the Cubs-Yankees game last night. There were 48 strikeouts in the game. Now, again, that is an 18-inning game. I get that. Okay, so let's divide it in two. 24 strikeouts is too many in a game. It's way too many in a game. 24 strikeouts is too many in a game. And that's the problem they've got right now. One of the problems that they have right now in baseball is... the ball is not in play enough. And that's an issue that they're trying to deal with right now. Ball's not in play enough. And a big reason why, the pitching's really good. almost every team can run out a guy that throws 95 to 97 in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. And they go out and they take care of their inning and they go to the next guy. And they take care of their inning and they go to the next guy. And we're in such an era of specialization right now that it is... I don't mind. I don't know about you, Sean. I don't mind a 1-0 game, a 2-1 game. But I also wouldn't mind seeing mixed in there an 8-6 job here once in a while, too.
As long as it's compelling. I mean, granted, we love offense. It's like that's with football. We need lots and lots of points, but sometimes, right. Sometimes a 13-10 game can be, can be just as compelling. Same with a 2-1 baseball game.
I think that's exactly right.
I think with me clearing 50 years old, I still appreciate great pitching. And, just with growing up, you'd used to see starting pitchers go, complete games or at least pitch 8 innings.
Yeah, but we're seeing too many strikeouts, Sean. There are two things that we're seeing too much of in baseball. We're seeing too many strikeouts and too many walks. Now, when you have a strikeout or a walk, what doesn't happen? The ball's not put in play. Well, putting the ball in play is action. It's action. I want to see the ball in play more. I don't know how you accomplish that. When baseball dominated so much in 1968, they lowered the mound in combination with expansion, which widened the talent pool, and I'll use that term loosely. And because of that, they were able to get more offense back into the game. Then, of course, they put the DH in. Now, as you know, I'm still a big proponent of having the DH in both leagues. Because I want to see more offense. I love whenever a pitcher gets a hit. Oh, you don't need the DH. Like the pitcher. No, look, I want a legitimate hitter up there. I pay to watch Aaron Nola pitch, and I pay to watch Freddie Galvis hit. Now I realize that old time baseball fans, and I understand this completely, do not want you tinkering with the game. They don't want you tinkering with the game. And it's interesting, five pace of play rules in for this year. But it has to be approved by the Players Association. Players Association only approved of one of the five, and that was the automatic walk on when you want to intentionally walk a batter. It's the only one they said yes to. And they have to, this is a partnership between the Players Association and the owners. So it has to be approved. It can't be done unilaterally. We'll talk to Frank Coonley about that as well. A little different take. Let's get it from the ownership side. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance. Wow, it's great to see all of them last Wednesday out there. And we're thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you so much. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, and I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is great to be with you on a Monday where it's not raining. It's not raining at all. I feel so much better now. It rained for days.
My nephew's Minor B Little League tournament, they got washed out on Saturday, so they jammed in the entire tournament in two fields yesterday and ended up in third place. Did pretty good, but it's four games in 10 hours. The boys slept good last night. They're off till Wednesday and then off to another tournament next weekend. Two tournaments down, two to go. So teams so far overall 9-3. They're playing pretty well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. Good job. Very good job.
Yeah, hitting leadoff, not doing too badly. Playing at second base. He's got some good communication going on with the first baseman, and he reeled off a couple of nice plays where Luke was able to go over to second and cover, leave his post at second, go over to first and cover some plays. And so,
good.
Yeah, some good infield defense by the boys yesterday in between raindrops.
Just good to get out there and play.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Just play, have a good time with it. And if you end up being really good at it and you can advance in it, great.
I got to watch myself. I'm turning into a crazy uncle. I gotta pace myself here. I'm getting way too involved in the action.
Why? What are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm not pulling a suit or anything like that. I'm just very excited.
I'm not pulling a suit. Oh.
See, I knew you'd like that.
Says,
I knew you'd like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not anything like that, but I'm just I need to kind of dial it back a little bit. My wife's already, I'll sit on the other side of the bleachers here. So.
I am very quiet when I watch.
Yeah, I got to be a little more quiet.
No, I mean, I'm very quiet when I don't say much of anything. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll chit-chat with some people, whatever, you know, if I'm watching my grandson play or something like that. But that's about it. I'm, you know, when he's, you know, up at the plate or whatever, I mean, I'm locked in and I'm watching him. But I'm not saying anything.
I'm now getting to the point where I'd rather just be, if I have the opportunity to maybe do PA announcing or maybe run the scoreboard or something like that, then I know I'm kind of in a professional element and I can behave myself and not sound like a crazed fan.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm usually very, very quiet at games. And I'm just kind of, you know, part of it is... I don't want to stick out too much. Okay. All right. And I just want it to be about him going out there and learning and having a good time. And me staying way, way in the background if I can. So I'm very quiet. I don't say much of anything during the course of it. You know, if people come up, then, you know, you're friendly to them, the whole thing. But, you know, the little guy's going to be 6 years old, for goodness sakes. Just want to have a good time. That's all. At some point, it's good to emphasize the winning and the losing part, because that's part of the learning process. Not at this age. Not at this age. A little young. Interesting, I want to get into this as the show goes on today. Sports in this country, if you add everything up together, add it all together, is a $70 billion industry. And people do watch. There are 365 days in a year. Not exactly a major revelation. Of the 365 days, do you realize that whether it was cable rating or over-the-air rating, sports won 152 of the 365 nights? Can you believe that? Of the 365 nights, sports won the day, whether it was a cable rating or whether it was an over-the-air rating, 152 out of 365 nights in 2016. The question is, what will all of this look like 6 years from now? We'll talk about that later in the show.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. I don't care if you have a business, commercial, personal insurance, whatever it happens to be. They'll find you the best coverage at the right price. And congratulations to Purdy Insurance and the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, which raised better than $20,000 for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA last Wednesday at the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Time now for This Day in Sports History. Still to come on today's show, Matt Leon, KYW in Philadelphia. We'll talk about the Phillies. And Frank Coonley, the president of the Pittsburgh Pirates, will be joining us. We'll talk some big picture items with Frank. He coincides with Penn State baseball playing West Virginia at PNC Park on Wednesday. This day in sports history, 1866, Australian rules football was created. Boy, back in the day, that would be on it. I don't know, 1, 2 in the morning on ESPN. It got a following. People loved it. 1878, Paul Hines became the first player to turn an unassisted triple play. 1909, Chief Bender of the Philadelphia A's hit two inside the park home runs against the Boston Red Sox. 1935, Ernie Lombardi of the Reds hit four doubles on consecutive at-bats against four different Philadelphia Philly pitchers. 1961, the new New York team in the National League chose its nickname, the Mets. 1966, Frank Robinson of the Baltimore Orioles became the first player to hit the ball completely out of Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. Last game at Old Busch Stadium for the Cardinals. They lost to the Giants 10-5. They then started playing in the new Busch Stadium after that, which was one of those round cookie-cutter jobs. 1967, Muhammad Ali was indicted for refusing induction into the U.S. Army. He was also stripped of his heavyweight championship. His last fight had been against Zorro Foley at Madison Square Garden. 1970, this is the Willis Reed game. The Knicks won their first NBA title when they beat the Lakers in Game 7 of the Finals. This is the one where, with that bad hip and leg, Willis Reed, they didn't think he was going to play Game 7, limped out of the locker room, scored the first 4 points of the game for the Knicks, which happened to be the only 4 points he scored in the game, but the emotional lift was incredible, and they won the game. Walt Frazier had a big game. He had 36 in that one. 1973 in Cincinnati, Ralph Miller died at the age of 100. You want to know why that's significant? He was the last of the 19th century baseball players. 1984, the Soviet Union announced that they would not participate in the 84 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Lennox Lewis beat Tony Tucker, 12-round decision, 1993 heavyweight title. 1995, Mark Messier of the Rangers became the third player to reach 100 playoff goals in his career. And Jason and Jeremy Giambi with Oakland became the 10th set of brothers that hit home runs in the same game in 2000. And Josh Hamilton then with the Rangers in 2012 hit four home runs in the game, the 16th major league player to do so. Josh Hamilton played a game at Medler Field. In fact, played three games at Medler Field at Bronco Park when he was with the Hudson Valley Renegades, Tampa Bay Rays affiliate. 2006 he did that, as a matter of fact. By the way, don't forget August 20th. Cardinals and Pirates up at Bowman Field, huh? It's going to be something else. Still to come on the show, Matt Leon, KYW Philadelphia, Frank Coonley, the president of the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's interesting that, we're just going through, by the way, the era where there were 100 people laid off at ESPN. It's a big. It's really interesting how it was done, because what's the assumption when someone's laid off? The assumption is when they're laid off, that's it. Their salary's done, right? That's not the case. One person I know, for example, I know that her contract runs through the end of the year. There are some other people who have a couple, 3 years left in their contract. And ESPN, of course, is going to honor the contract. And they'll waive the non-compete clause if they can get another job. But the second they get another job, then ESPN stops paying them. But they're still on the hook for a lot of money if these people don't get jobs. They were not terminated right away, no more pay for you. They had to honor contracts. ESPN is not losing money, but their profits are not what they used to be. So that's typical corporate world. You know, our profits are down. Every time you hear the profits are down, No. Okay, it's bad when you're in the red and you're losing money. Hey, we're losing money. Okay. Profits down mean you're still making money. You're just not making as much money as you were before. That's where ESPN is right now. Sports is a $70 billion enterprise in this country. $70 billion. Between the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, soccer, tennis, golf tours, you know, on and on and on you go. And I mean, just look at football and Major League Baseball. The NFL is a $15 billion a year industry. Major League Baseball is now up to being a $10 billion a year industry. That's $25 billion of the $70 billion in two sports. And the NBA is on the rise and so forth. What ESPN did was that they cut back the journalism component dramatically across the board. And it's obvious when you look at it that they are throwing their lot in with the NBA over Major League Baseball. Now, I would expect Major League Baseball to still be a part of what ESPN does, but it's not going to be at $700 million like it is now either. That contract doesn't come up until 21, I don't think. The next three contracts to watch are going to be the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the Big Ten. The Big Ten went last in the current cycle. They'll go first in the next cycle because this is a six-year deal. What will everything look like 6 years from now? If I were to ask you that question in 2011, would you have thought that there would be cord-cutting going on right now? Right now, YES Network is a network where the average subscriber, I believe, pays $6 per subscriber. ESPN's between 7 and 8. And but here's the deal. The Yankees are popular, no question. But you want to know how many viewers they have on the average for a Yankee game? On YES? 200,000. Now, that's very good. Except here's the issue. If they went with a la carte and not bundles, sports bundles, for example, it may cost as much as $180 per subscriber. Look at the contract between the Dodgers and Time Warner, $200 million. If you are wondering why I mean, regional networks are now the ones that really are providing a good chunk of money to teams, regional networks. And they need, as I pointed out last week, the inventory, 365 days in a year. You know, you take out, you add in some spring training games, which balances out with some national broadcasts that you don't carry. So it's 162 games for baseball. 82 hockey games for the Penguins. First round with 5 games, that's 87. Some exhibition games, you get to 95. So you're talking between the two of them, 257 days out of 362, you have original programming on the air. YES Network, for example, carries the Yankees. They carry the Nets. And they also carry New York City FC, the soccer team, which is interesting. I mean, because, again, you need the inventory. And inventory is the key. Can't just run talk shows all the time or anything like that. Just can't do it. And by the way, the Yankees, how much, you know, what percentage do you think the Yankees own of YES? I think everybody assumes it's 100. They own 20%. Fox has the other 80%.
See, I would have guessed 51%, kind of like the amount that Fox owns Big Ten Network.
Right. Right. Exactly. So that's where they are. And that's the plight, right? Not the plight, but that's how it's going. How many cable systems can you get and so forth? The current ESPN management, which I think has done a very good job of understanding the digital world. But let's not get too carried away about how ingenious ESPN has been over the years. Because the current group that is running ESPN inherited the business model. They inherited the business model that says you can sell all this money for commercials. You can get all this money for commercials. While you can also get a ton of money from subscriptions and bundles. They had nothing to do with that part of it. What they have had a part in is this current group has negotiated contracts that on the face don't make any sense. They make sense in that you need programming. That part makes sense. But you're telling me the NBA is worth $1.4 billion? Really? $1.4 billion. In other words, they paid three times what they were paying before. It went up three times? The value of it? I mean, you wonder why they make James Harden the greatest thing since sliced bread, because they're trying to get you to watch. And anybody with half a brain knows he's not the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's a really, really good basketball player without question. But while being considered the MVP of this particular season, what would anybody say about look, Harden wouldn't start for the Lakers or the Celtics in the 80s, okay? Let's be honest. The defensive liability and just, I mean, but you're wondering why they make it seem like they're the greatest players since sliced bread. That's the reason why. Because they're trying to promote something where they're trying to get their money back. So the question is, what will all this look like in 6 years? Enter Google and Amazon and the like. That might be the outlet that financially keeps things going. Because the players have reaped tremendous amounts of money on the professional ranks from these contracts. Zach Greinke has a $206 million contract over 6 years to pitch for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Really? And again, it's regional sports network money in conjunction with, obviously, the national money they get and their radio contracts that they're able to do something like this. That's the reason they can do it. Well, what if that money, what if, not just the money would dry up, what if cable was forced to start going to sync to a la carte, where you, the viewer, get to choose which channels you want? I mean, we were talking the other day, and the two that the suit said he would keep would be the Hallmark Channel and the Jerome Bettis Channel. I mean, he's like, okay, great. But, I mean, which channels would you keep? Would you keep all the sports channels that you have? Would you keep, I mean, yeah. And how many of you would drop sports channels? Remember, even if you're not watching sports, you're still paying for it. So how do you then keep the golden goose from getting fried in all of this? Where suddenly you're looking at reduced rights fees because the model isn't working any longer. What happens if they go a la carte and regional sports networks now, instead of having 2 million people pick them up because they have to on their cable system, 200,000 pick it up? Or 500,000. So it's a 75% drop, 500,000. Let's just round it to a decent number. Now what happens? And how much does your cable go up by a la carte? Now you're picking and choosing. It could go down and it could go up. If you make choices that, you know, I want more expensive channels, and because I have more expensive channels, your bill ends up being higher. You drop a bunch of channels, and it ends up being lower. This is where, for example, Amazon, Google, and others in Silicon Valley step up. And maybe they're the ones that, rights fees-wise, fills the void. Because athletes' salaries are going up all the time. If there's not enough money, then that's got to go down too. And what do you do with your ballpark or your stadium? Do you raise ticket prices? I mean, there's a lot of questions. What is all this going to look like? Let's expand it way out. What's all of this going to look like in 2027, 10 years from now? And you listen to a conversation like this. If you got into digital media now, you're a genius. Stop laughing. We'll come back. Just stop laughing.
Okay.
I can tell.
Yes.
We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ensuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
102 years in business is spectacular for you. Here's why. During the month of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 102 new Fords by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 39 new Escapes starting at $19,380. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from new F-150s starting at $24,919. Sunbury Motors has 115 new Ford trucks to choose from. See why the F-150 has been America's best-selling truck for 40 consecutive years.
One is sold every 43 seconds.
SMC is where you want to be for 0% financing for up to 60 months on Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, and 0% for 72 months on Focuses and Fusions. Now is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 102 new Fords in May. SMC's goal is your gain. Sunbury Motors and the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 102 years.
Sean and I were saying during the break, it's hard to work with a trailblazer.
First word that came to mind.
No, I think enough. Not with me. No, I had a different word.
So. Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, we'll see if he gets the last laugh in 2027.
I'll be 69 at that point.
And golfing.
And who knows how much I'll be laughing about anything. I mean, I may be laughing about my ability to walk. Go to a Pirates game, see your nephew. You and I could go together.
There you
Road
go.
Road trip.
We're in.
The Primanti Brothers sandwich. How about that?
Extra fries for me. You betcha.
Then you're not making it to 69.
Moderation.
We are your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.